Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program. You can take control of the airways and bring up anything you want at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are waiting for you there, freetalklive.com. You can actually control the content of the website as well. So when you see something online that you think's interesting, you can share it with our listeners by going and submitting it as show prep at freetalklive.com. It will then be voted on, up or down. People will decide whether they like or dislike. And they will vote, and the most voted up will make it to the front page in the top of the site. So go and get interactive at freetalklive.com. Here in the studio this evening, it's Ian.
Ademo.
And Mark.
As we continue, and by the way, Ademo is here with us, courtesy of copblock.org. You can go to copblock.org. You're wearing the hat tonight, Ademo, and there's some really cool swag that you guys have over
there. There is, copblock.org/store. There's hats, T-shirts, hoodies. We got a good work of stuff, as well as stickers, business cards. There's also the PDFs for some of the things, Who Owns You cards, and other things that are available.
Like printable stuff that you
can If you would like to print them out, yeah, and hand them out in your area, there's also a good base of chapters on there in case there's one in your area or how to get one started in your neck of the woods.
Exciting stuff, and you guys do good work keeping the police accountable. Copblock.org, as we go to the phones, Creighton is listening in Louisville. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Ademo and Mark.
Hi, guys. How's it going?
Hey, Creighton. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I wanted to respond to your previous caller, Clifford.
Okay.
He made an assertion that you guys didn't really challenge, with that I'm actually from Cincinnati area, and he mentioned Walnut Heights High School. And the thing about Walnut Heights High School that no one really knows, and he never brought up, is that they have an excellent PR campaign, wonderful propaganda. And what it comes down to is that Walnut Hills High School is a magnet program for the public school system in Cincinnati, which is terrible. And the result is that their PR campaign has wonderful statistics, but it specifically excludes the public, the private education that's available in the greater Cincinnati area.
Well, even in the worldwide, he claimed that it was in one of the top 10 schools in the nation. And, you know, I didn't really feel like going, I didn't think of it immediately. And
well,
I didn't feel like
that it was one of the top 10 schools, and
then
it slipped since then.
To the top 60 or top 100, which is still a heck of a claim. But I'll bet
their own website claims it is consistently in the top 100 schools.
I'll bet you dollars to donuts that it's top 100 public schools.
Government schools. Yeah, probably.
Yes. And that's exactly it. And there's a school right across the river in Covington, Kentucky, called Covington Latin, that is so high level, they actually teach the classes in Latin. They have another one that's like, that's similar.
Ridiculous.
That's called Highland Latin. That's in
Louisville.
Why is
that actually considered like high education, like just because you're teaching in, like, it's maybe if those students all wanted to learn that language and have that skill, like, grow.
I think,
you know?
Klingon's more useful.
Sure.
That may be so, but my point is that they actually have students that go to this school on purpose, and they learn Latin, and they actually use it to learn. But I wanted to talk about a separate assertion that you guys never really challenged. That is the perception that everything is getting worse. I encounter this all the time, that the idea that everything is getting worse, that there's some kind of mythical previous era where things were better.
Well, I did challenge that statement. I said that people in my age demographic have been saying that about people in younger age demographics since people have been around.
Well, that may be true, but I did hear that part after the fact, after I called in. You're right. But I wanted to point out that one of the main reasons that we think things were better then is because we didn't have as much information available to us as middle class Americans as we do now. We know how bad
movies.
Things really are,
and it's movies. I mean, you know, people watch The Patriot; they think they know what happened during the Revolutionary War. I mean, it's a lot of Americans get their history and the general vibe from Hollywood movies made by people that have some kind of agenda in one way or another. They're trying to portray whatever they're trying to portray. I don't mean their agenda is necessarily political; their agenda is to sell tickets. And
are you saying that Mel Gibson wasn't in the Civil War? I was assuming someone was in Scotland, too.
He was
actually
in Scotland, Australia, the Civil War, and the Revolutionary War. I mean, that guy got around.
Talk about a hero.
Could have been his ancestors. Gibson's right. All over the world.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I understand where you're coming from, and I think that he was specifically talking about the behavior of young people, and obviously there's always going to be, you know, rambunctious teenage boys and that sort of thing. But I think there's something to the claims of, folks like John Taylor Gatto, these people that have worked for the government school system, who will say that the government school system is about dumbing people down, and it would make sense that if the government school system has been dumbing people down for generations, that you will have dumbness stacked on dumbness, if you will, or, you know, just generation after generation becoming more dumb, if you will, simply because, you know, a pair of dumb parents isn't going to likely be very successful at raising a smart child. And then so generation upon generation, the problem could, I think, get worse. How much worse after each generation, I don't know. But I think there are reasons for that, and I think the government school system is one of those.
I think it's absurd to think dumb parents would raise a dumb child. I mean, that would just be on the environment or whatever. And who's to say? You know, there's these great shows with, like, swamp people that some would probably call dumb, but they're actually very intelligent on how they do their swamp activities living in a different environment. So it's neither here nor there. But you could have proof, though, that the government does this blind dumbing down of children. I mean, just look at the Pledge of Allegiance back in the day, you know. To a god and
well,
the country for no question,
for
kids as little as 5 years old. You know, that's brainwashed.
What'd you say, Creighton?
I said there's plenty of proof of that. I mean, you just talk about John Taylor Gatto, and he's got reams of proof that is exactly what there was.
Right. So I think that's all that the caller that you're referring to was talking about.
Observing.
Right. He was just observing that his opinion was that young people are less than they had been in the past. And I think that can be true from some perspectives. On the other hand, I think it also, you know, depends on how you're looking at things. So, for instance, young people are far more proficient at using computers. They've been using them since they've been able to, you know, see and type and, you know, touch things.
I think that young people have, I think he was initially talking about public service, so therefore discipline. And I think young people have become less disciplined because the government won't even let young people go to work
until
they're 16 years old. Now, obviously, you can work under very strict rules at 14, but businesses generally don't want you to do it because
it's too much of a hassle.
And you can go work for a farm at even younger than that, but most parents won't let their kids
Well, the government doesn't think that. They also think that if you do work, it should be for them in some sort of youth servitude program while.
This is how it works, though. I mean, you know, they make the kids less responsible and then provide the military to make them responsible. I mean, you know, I had a job at 12 years old, I have always understood the value of a work ethic, and wherever I've worked, I've always sort of bubbled up to the top because, well,
you show up on time.
Right.
Yeah, you work hard.
And I generally have a good attitude until I'm ready to quit, at which point, everything goes to heck.
Effort, right?
So, yeah, I think that's all true. In fact, that was one of the notes I made. And we spent three segments with, was it Clifton?
Clifford.
We'd spent three segments with him, so we had to move on. But I thought it was a good conversation. And I would have definitely brought up the idea that young people are, speaking of the force that's being used against them, is not just in the area of the schools, but it's in that they're forced to not work. Should they want to work, and most young people I know want to be more adult-like. They want to grow up. They're ready for that. It's just that the government and the people that support this childification of America refuse to allow it. You know, you can't see an R-rated movie. You can't drop out of school and make your own way. I was just talking with some locals today about how here in New Hampshire, the so-called Live Free or Die state, they don't even have an emancipation process. Like, if you're stuck at home with abusive parents, good luck, because you're screwed. Go ahead.
200 years ago, a 14-year-old would be considered an adult and could work in any occupation that he could get a job in.
Sure.
Yeah, well, true. I mean, at 15,
you mean indentured servitude in the form of an apprentice.
Right. Well, and hundreds of years ago, you'd
among,
be half
among others,
through
yes.
your life at that point. At 15, you'd be half, you know, dead. You'd be dying at 35.
I mean, there's some misleading factors with the, birth rate, birth deaths near
birth. Great. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE.
Infant mortality.
CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Bring up whatever is on your mind. Free Talk Live.
I am so excited about Porkfest this year.
Porkfest? What's that?
It's the Porcupine Freedom Festival, a fun and educational camping event put on every summer by the Free State Project. This year it's going to be happening June 18th to the 24th at Rogers Campground in Lancaster, New Hampshire.
Okay, I like camping, and I definitely like freedom, but my budget is tight.
Tickets are only $30 for the whole week if you get them before May 1st.
Well, that sounds reasonable, but what goes on there?
What doesn't go on at Porkfest? There are speakers, family fun, dance parties, karaoke, a comedy roast, hiking, campfires, sports, a wedding, and all kinds of delicious food. But the part that I like best is spending time with other people who love freedom.
That sounded pretty good to me. Where can I go to learn more?
Check out porkfest.com and make sure you spell pork like a porcupine. PORCFEST.com. Like what you see?
It looks like a blast. Okay, I'm in. See you at Porkfest.
While you're there, check out how you can become a VIP, very important porcupine, for a modest donation. See you at Porkfest.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, May 28th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1575.50. 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1615.17, $807.59 for a half ounce, or $403.79 for a quarter ounce. That's $1516.17, $807.59, and $403.79.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explain this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Vemplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Take control of these airwaves by dialing in toll free at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that await you there. We've got the bulletin board system. You can go and get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners, some of whom are a little, ornery. At bbs.freetalklive.com. You can go over there and get interactive there. bbs.freetalklive.com. I'm in the middle of a little spat between a couple of the PBS users and myself regarding our attention to regarding our attention to Derek J., who is our co-host and friend, who is currently in a jail cell right now. And he's called the show maybe 3 times in 3 weeks to give us updates on, you know, how things are going for
him. How the spiritual retreat is.
Right, how he's doing, what things are like on the inside. And this is kind of something we've done over time on Free Talk Live. Sam was a co-host in the past.
You don't hear any other radio programs giving calls from county jail inmates.
Right. And
it's interesting.
It's unique.
Enough.
It's
yeah,
something
it's unique.
That's
Let's call it unique.
Unique. But it's also important to me because he's my friend and my co-host and at one time was my tenant. I mean, so he's somebody who I'm pretty close
yeah,
with.
Good guy.
So I care about him, and I want to make sure that, you know, he's given attention in there and that people on the outside are writing to him and not forgetting about him. And I think these are important. The I don't know, the message I saw on the BBS recently was like, well, why just stop all this Derek J. He's on, like, every night. And I'm like, no. No, he's not. Not at all. But then it devolved into this conversation about, you guys are talking about Keene, and that's why we're not good. People aren't amping anymore. And I'm sorry, nobody who's formerly amped the show, people come and go from the amp programs, a way to support Free Talk Live for $3 a month. No one has ever said, I'm quitting AMP because you talk too much about the activism going on in Keene.
Stop talking about your life.
Well, they do talk. They have said that they're quitting because of the type of activism going on in Keene more than once.
I don't recall that. Maybe that was the one guy that I'm talking to on the forum. But, you know, hey, we're talking about activism here sometimes on Free Talk Live because I think there's activism worthy of discussion. And one of those people in this thread was basically saying, well, I don't think that you should be promoting the kind of things that go on there on national radio.
What is he suggesting you replace it with? Like, talk about the principle, philosophy, like politics,
I don't know.
Sports?
I don't know. The suggestion was that it was a waste of time, basically, and so I suggested, well, because he's under the impression that this is a show that's all about liberty. And it's not true. Free Talk Live's an open phones, panel discussion. We'll talk about anything. It doesn't have to be liberty-oriented, but obviously liberty's pretty important to the host of this show, so it tends to be talked about pretty often. But sometimes we'll talk about self-improvement or, you know, a new movie that's coming out. Sometimes we go in different directions on this program. And so my question in response to him was, well, if spending time on liberty is so important, then I guess we should really start screening phone calls and screening out anybody who's calling about anything, which, of course, is the point of this radio. Sorry, you're not talking about liberty, so therefore we're not going to take your call.
Right, Free Talk Live, except when...
Right. Or except when, you know, your friend from jail calls in and, you know, wants to talk about what's going on. So, yeah, I'm not going to apologize for having Derek J. on this show. I don't think there's anything to apologize for. I support Derek J. I don't think that what he did by running from the cops was the best move, and I think he doesn't think that it was the best move.
A natural reaction.
But everybody focuses on that. They focus on the negative things that they perceive him as doing, and they don't talk about how he didn't do anything wrong by throwing a dance party, a quiet dance party in the local park, that he didn't do anything wrong by smoking a bowl out in the local park, or attempting to smoke that bowl. And, you know, these instances of civil disobedience that are, you know, in my opinion, unassailable. So he made a mistake and ran from a cop.
But what about the huge waste in resources and, you know, taxpayer money up in that jail? If the jail has a purpose to have all those beds, well, now he is filling up one that could be occupied by somebody who is actually harmed or does wrong to other people, if that's how the justice system is supposed to work.
Right. These are some of the tangential issues that we can talk about because of the fact that that he is in jail, and the hyperbole about how, oh, you're talking about him or talking to him every single night.
I'm glad we have listeners that care enough about the programming of Free Talk Live that they have an opinion on how things should go. But, you know, for years and years, Free Talk Live has been talking about civil disobedience. You know, much to my chagrin, frankly, I would rather do the show that they're talking about.
Give me some exciting political news, Mark. I'd be happy to announce some great, radical change on the political front. But by the way, I heard recently that
I'm not done talking. You interjected, and I wanted to finish what I was saying. And Free Talk Live has, you know, ended up on more than 100 radio stations while talking about civil disobedience. Much of which has gone on in Keene. The podcast right. became ultra popular in the same period of time. And, you know, I
you mean, when I was in jail?
Well, it, the podcast was getting more than, you know, more than 200,000 downloads per month before
you were in jail. It was a pretty big spike in web traffic during the jail thing.
Just a little bit. Like, initially when you went in, I mean, you got boring. You were in for 60 days. That doesn't, you know. Yeah.
And I didn't call in all the time. What, once a week? Maybe twice in some weeks, but typically I try to keep it to once a week because I didn't want, there's not that much going on in jail.
I pushed the cart around today. Did it again.
But for Derek J., you know, he's never been in like this before, and it's an experience, and other people can get a taste for that when they can hear what it's like on the inside. I know that when I was blogging from inside of jail over at freekeen.com while I was in, there was actually a guy that came in while I was in jail from, you know, he just had his own thing going on. He got busted for selling pot to some college kids. He was actually a college student himself. And he had been reading freekeen.com. He'd been reading my blogs. And first thing he did when he came in, he saw me. I was in the same cell block as him. He came up to me and he said, "Are you Ian from Freekeen?" And I was like, "Yeah, why do you ask?" And he said, "Well, I really appreciated the blogs that you were writing from in here. It gave me some idea of what to expect." So it can make a difference talking to people on the inside while they're on the inside. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And you can, of course, take control of the airways. I mentioned the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And you can support this program because we don't just talk about civil disobedience. We'll talk about other things like, you know, political successes when they happen. And we'll talk about your activism, too. Call in and tell us what you're up to. I mean, it's not all happening in the Shire. There's some great stuff happening in Austin and Orlando and sometimes in Phoenix. So, it's nice to hear about other things that are going on. But that's up to you to inform us about that. Otherwise, we can only go on our own experience and whatever news happens to cross in front of us. And by the way, when you're out doing activism, especially when you're driving around, there's some really useful tools that can help you.
Yeah, it's great to have a camera in case something happens. And when it comes to potential police abuse, the most important place to protect yourself is while driving. FreedomCam.net is a groundbreaking new product. It has a groundbreaking new product that gives you the best all-around protection. It's the GPS Black Box Dash Cam. It's an easy-to-use unit. All you do is stick it up there. It comes on when you turn on the car. It has video cameras recording inside and outside the vehicle, built-in microphone, GPS navigation, records your driving route and speed for all traffic stops and other driving incidents. You can protect yourself with the ultimate witness at FreedomCam.net. I've got one in both vehicles.
It's a great product. So our number here is 855-450-FREE, and let's go to the phones and talk to Tony, listening in Maryland. Tony, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Ademo and Mark.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Tony. What's
looking forward to meeting you guys up at Porkfest this year.
Oh, great.
Yeah, we'll be up there. Anyway, I have a question. I heard kind of the tail end of a conversation last night on, I think it was last night's show, that Rogers Campground was sort of threatened by the police about...
Yeah, hang on. We can talk more about it in a moment here. The Porcupine Freedom Festival coming up here in about 3 weeks. 855-450-FREE. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com, healthproducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Alli-C or Alli-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
We take a lot for granted. Lights, water, even food we eat. But what if these things went away? Would you know how to protect your family in a natural or man-made disaster? Would you know how to survive? When disaster hits, power and water are gone and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be waiting in long lines for help. Don't be helpless. Learn the secrets to survival at 123survivalplan.com. Do you know the 37 crucial food items you can't live without? Many people don't have these food items. Learn what you need to hoard at 123survivalplan.com. 123survivalplan.com. Recently, over 1 million people have viewed the video at 123survivalplan.com. These survival secrets are vital. The government suggests we maintain an emergency supply of food and water. But do you know the 37 food items that will fly off grocery shelves or a simple way to treat unsafe drinking water? This information is critical. Find it now on 123survivalplan.com. Don't take your family's safety for granted. Visit 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
You don't need to be a bodybuilder to benefit from whey protein. Besides building muscle, whey protein supports glutathione production, your body's number one antioxidant and detoxifier, helps with weight loss, and may help with strength, energy, youthful appearance, and a healthier libido. Why is it that no one is reporting these broad spectrum benefits from typical whey protein powders? Because all but one of them are damaged by heat, filtration, or chemicals. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aged. One World Whey is a brand new protein powder that retains the broad spectrum health-giving benefits of fresh raw whey. Hundreds of people have reported tremendous improvements in all aspects of health. Kids and adults love the flavor and the effects. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of KNOCKOUT pain cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. We've got a webcam. You may watch and listen and interact. The chat room is built into the same page as the cam. Go to cam.freetalklive.com. You can see it there. And it's all free, like everything is on our site. Once again, that's cam.freetalklive.com. Joining you in studio, it's Ian.
Adamo.
And Mark.
All right, so 855-450-FREE. As we will continue here with you and your thoughts, we're going to bring back Tony in a moment, but also want to let you know, if you operate a blog or perhaps a website of some sort and you've been thinking about adding a forum, but you're concerned about privacy, anonymity, you want to make sure that your users are protected, you can have your own free-to-use anonymous message board, and you can have it in moments by going to plainboards.com. You just type in the name of the board you want. So let's say you're setting up a cop block local group and you want to make sure that folks are protected, their anonymity is sacred. You can just go to plainboards.com, type in Philadelphia cop block, and then boom, you've got your own plain board. It's right there. It's nice. That fast. PLAIN boards, plainboards.com. All right, let's go back to Tony here listening in Maryland. Now, Tony, you were talking about coming up to the Porcupine Freedom Festival at porkfest.com is where people can go to learn more about it, porcfest.com. Would this be your first time at the Porcupine Freedom Festival?
Yep.
Okay, so you were concerned about something. We kind of had to run into the commercials there, so go ahead with your thoughts.
I was just more curious about it. I heard at the tail end of maybe somebody hassling the owner of Rogers Campground about the sale of unlicensed foods and beverages.
No, it was actually only the sale of...
about that.
No, it was actually misunderstood. It was only the sale of alcohol that they've been harassed by state agents for. So the campground has been threatened. Last year, there was some national media attention that came to the Porcupine Freedom Festival in the form of NPR. There was an NPR reporter on the scene. He ended up doing a nationally filed report that said that he had purchased alcohol from a 9-year-old, for instance, at the Porcupine Freedom Festival,
yeah, right.
As an example of just how freewheeling of an event this was. And that wasn't the only way. There were multiple locations where one could acquire alcohol for money. And, of course, the state government people take the real offense to this because they're a criminal gang and they will do whatever it takes to protect their monopoly. And so they threatened the owners of the campground. They threatened the owner of the campground with some sort of sanction against his liquor license or his beer and wine license if he were to allow this open sale of alcohol to continue on his property.
Well, that sucks.
It does suck, and that's just the way the state does things. They know they can turn the screws on business owners to essentially turn them into unpaid enforcers of their government laws.
They send the enforcer to cover the Don's cut. He's got to, we're not getting any cut here,
Right.
And if
Maryland
you don't, we're going to get it from
way.
You.
Maryland is the same way.
Oh, of course they are.
They're all the same.
The criminal gang pretty much operates the same way across the country. With
they take pointers from each other.
Yeah, minor tweaks.
Yeah. Well, listen, thanks, guys, and can't wait to meet you.
So who else coming up? Is it you, a boyfriend?
Me, my husband. We have Jeff and Debbie. We all four of us are going to be up there together.
Great.
Yep.
That's going to be a blast. And first time for everybody that's coming?
Yep. And we're all just so excited about
great.
Coming
Look
up.
Look forward to seeing you there. Make sure you say hi. And, Tony, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. It's always so much fun. My favorite question to ask at these events, if I ever get myself up on stage, which I inevitably will, I love to ask how many people are first time at the Porcupine Freedom Festival or the Liberty Forum, which is the other event that the Free State Project puts on in the wintertime. But it's usually about 50%.
Yeah, it's always a good
audience.
Number. I saw it when I've been around a couple times when you've asked. And
yeah.
There's the last couple of years of Port Fresh, shoot. And
it's
keep
exciting.
Everyone should have that goal, man. Everyone should bring a friend. I try to encourage as
for
many
sure.
friends throughout the year, from back home or that I've met across the way. Come on out. Come check it out. Porcupine, Pork Fest, it's the best time. Come, the week before, the week after, during, all of it. It's just a great time of year.
It is so much fun. And you guys are, of course, bringing the mobile authority resistance vehicle up to the Porcupine Freedom Festival for the last time. It's going to be kind of sad.
Yeah, I know. Like, the last 3 years we've been rolling up there.
Right.
So hopefully somebody in New Hampshire wins
the group photo. Marv has always been there.
Yeah, it's been a figure, I guess, for
Absolutely.
The last couple of years.
Well, maybe whoever ends up purchasing Marv will continue to bring it back to the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
That'd be good. That'd be nice to see.
So 855-453, toll-free number. We've been talking about things related to school, so I've got a piece here, and then I know, Adema, you might have something to share as well about young people being arrested at government school. This story is from Houston, KHOU.com, reporting that a judge has thrown a 17-year-old 11th grade honor student from Willis High School in jail. Why? Go ahead. Take a guess.
I'm going to say talking back or something really silly.
I've already read the story multiple times.
Tardiness. Truancy. She missed school.
Honor student? Right. This is an important aspect to the story is this girl is an honor student.
Correct.
Now, Ian, why was she tardy and truant?
You know what? I should don't know.
Oh, God, you got to read these things. Apparently, she's helping her family by working and that sort of thing.
Oh, I see. How dare
she?
She
has, like, a job before school.
Yeah, I don't have the facts sitting here in front of me. I read it previously in the day, so I don't want to be quoted. Go ahead and read the article.
All right. Judge Lanny Moriarty said last month that Diane Tran was in his Justice of the Peace Court for truancy, and he warned her to stop missing school. But she recently missed classes again. So Wednesday, he issued a summons and had her arrested in open court when she appeared. Tran says she works at a full-time job, a part-time job, and she takes advanced placement and dual-credit college-level courses. She says she is often too exhausted to wake up in time for school. Sometimes she misses the entire day and sometimes arrives after attendance has been taken. The judge ordered Tran to spend 24 hours in jail and pay a $100 fine. Moriarty admitted that he wanted to make an example of Tran. He asked, If you let one truant student run loose, what are you going to do with the rest of them?
It'll
let
be anarchy. Really? I mean, like, this is where this guy comes up. The it'll be anarchy excuse with an honor student.
Right. Now an honor, now she can have her feelings of school relate to a weekend in jail or a day in jail. Like, that's really going to make her want to go back.
Right. Or tell the next student that you have to deal with on truancy, look, when you're on the honor roll, you could be truant. How's that? I mean, clearly this is truly about day prison.
That's absolutely the case.
Because, I mean, it's not about her learn. It's not about education.
Right, because she's passing. She's passing. Like, she doesn't even need to be there the whole time in order to beat this little system or to get good grades.
The best thing they can do in this circumstance is say, oh, well, she's setting example for the other dum-dums. They're gonna see her not showing up, so they're gonna think they don't have to show up.
But that is the danger, isn't it? I mean, in the same way that Michael Phelps and Barack Obama and, you know, all these people that have been caught for smoking pot have shown, you know, without explicitly saying it, they've shown the fact is you can be a pot smoker and be a success. That's a fact. It's been proven again and again by people like that coming out and being outed as pot smokers. Same thing here. If he just lets this honor student go out and work and come to school whenever she feels like it, then that's going to show that, well, you can actually be successful at government school without going to it.
Yeah, exactly. And then what? And then the other kids are going to be like, I don't need to be here either, you know?
Exactly.
I've said that for jails, you know, if all these victimless offenders are said, we're all going to leave one day, and they're like, what do you mean? I'm like, well, once we all figure out that we're not here for harming anybody and that this is really just a, you know, money-making scheme, we'll all be able to leave. No one will stop you because the $8.95 an hour guard at the door doesn't want to really stop you, doesn't really care about stopping you.
Oh, they're making more than that.
Well, I don't know. I was just giving it an average or throwing out a number. But depending where you are, they don't get paid enough to really want to stop, like, to actually stop you. It's not going to matter. Like, if 47 people in one room are like, time for us to
go.
We're out of
here.
We're leaving. They're not going to do anything about it. No one's going to do anything about it because it's just numbers, you know?
Well, central control would have to let you out. You wouldn't be able to get the guards to do it.
I don't know. I'm sure 50 people could do a number to any kind of door if they had an unlimited amount of time.
Maybe. Those doors are pretty tough. They'd be well-rated.
They'd be creative. I mean, you've seen jail riots. Like, they come up with all kinds of stuff.
They generally don't get out, though.
That's true.
Set stuff on fire.
They riot inside the jail and stay there. The people come in with the guns and shoot a few of them.
All right, so 855-453, SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up what you want. Maybe you want to comment on the school-prison analogy or share your experience. It's Free Talk Live. Get 18,000 radio stations from around the world. Pandora, Opio, Live365, and MP3 Tunes. With C Crane's CC Wi-Fi Internet Radio. It's great in any room of the house. You can listen to your favorite station stream from back home, whether it's another state or another country. Play Free Talk Live's live streams, LRN.FM, or your favorite stations. If you're not familiar with the C Crane Company, their products are the best. Get the CC Wi-Fi Internet Radio at ccrane.com. CCRANE.com.
What has happened to America, and when did it become okay for the government to extort wealth from the American people? As a former law enforcement officer, I have explained in my new book, In Plain Sight, The Disregarded Truth, how absolute property ownership has been denied to the American people, how and why inflation is fleecing America, how law enforcement officers are being used to suppress and criminalize the beliefs of liberty and freedom. In Plain Sight explains how we can restore what was once a free America. Get your copy of In Plain Sight, The Disregarded Truth today at Amazon.com.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
Don't answer it. How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
What? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, toll-free number, 855-453. It's the Stakel's CAI toll-free line, and you can bring up anything you want and take control of the airwaves. Here tonight, it's Ian.
A demo.
And Mark. 855-453. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features we give away. So, head over and enjoy those on us. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com. You'll find links to Amazon there, and you can link in to the whichever Amazon is your preference. We've got the Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, Amazon US, and then order whatever it is you're looking for, and Free Talk Live will get a portion of the purchase price. So it's the same Amazon experience you're used to with the same great prices, free Super Saver shipping deals, used items, dozens of categories. You're just entering through our affiliate link, so Free Talk Live gets credit for the sale. And you can do that through shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com. Diane Tran has been sent to jail for 24 hours, has been ordered to pay a $100 fine because she dared to pursue her own life's interests over the interests of the people calling themselves the state. See, it's in their interest to make sure that everyone is obedient. That's one of the primary purposes behind government education, behind the government indoctrination system, the day prisons we were talking about earlier tonight, is that one of the number one most important things they're doing with each school day is training young people to be obedient. Now, it's not an overt thing necessarily, but it's
darn close. Raise your hand to go to the bathroom?
Right. It just comes along bit by bit over time. You know, stop talking when the lights get turned out. Raise your hand to go to the bathroom. Make sure you ask permission for X, Y, and Z.
Ring, there's a bell. Go off to your next thing.
Bells, like in prison.
Bell, yep.
And of course, the buses look like prison buses as well. And actually, where I grew up, the school was actually designed by the same architect as the prison. So it's the things that make you go,
lunch trays, cafeteria food.
Yeah, exactly.
Very eerie.
So obey. That's what they want to teach people. They want to teach you to obey because they don't want you to grow up thinking for yourself, thinking independently, questioning the system. Oh, yeah, they'll tell you. Some teachers will tell you to question authority, but they don't really mean question the system.
Their authority.
Right. Don't question the government, the state, these ideas that you're supposed to accept as valid, as good.
I think some teachers actually want you to question that.
I think there are a handful. But
I did have a situation with a government school teacher who had a sign on the wall. Sign on the wall that said question authority that actually didn't want her authority questioned.
Yeah, so, that's not serious, right?
She wrote down on a piece of paper, in order to diffuse the situation, she says, I think you have a problem with authority. I pointed up to the picture on the wall. All this was done with no words whatsoever. She smirked and wandered off.
Win.
So she's gone to jail 24 hours. Why? Because she was doing her own thing. She's working a full-time job, working a part-time job. She's 17, takes AP courses, dual credit college-level courses, and she's just too darn busy to wake up in time to go to these stupid classes that she honestly doesn't need to be going to, clearly because she's an honor student. But the fact is, the man in the robe in this case understands, as he says in his statement here, if you let one run loose, what are you going to do with the rest of them? Let them go too? Now, he could have used the word prisoner in there instead of, student, right?
Because he just said one.
Right. In the article, it says truant student in parentheses, but he could have been talking about prisoners. My God, if you just let one run loose, then what are you going to do?
What are we going to do?
Tran said she's working so hard because she's helping to support her older brother who attends Texas A&M University and her baby sister who lives with relatives. She said that her parents divorced out of the blue and both moved away, leaving her and apparently Will. Who I think is her
brother in school.
Her mother lives out in Georgia, and she says, I always thought our family was happy, she said tearfully in an interview. She lives with the family of one of her employers. They own a wedding venue, and she works at the vineyard on weekends and dry cleaners full time. She goes from job to job, from school until she stays up till 7 o'clock in the morning, said her friend and coworker and classmate. She is a busy young lady.
This is the person the judge sent to jail because
he wanted to send a message.
What else can he do? He can't let this girl that's supporting her family, the parents have run off. She's working two jobs. She's getting all A's. She's an honor roll student, in her school, in her AP classes. This isn't consumer math here. They can't let her miss too many days because they think the whole idea of their system will just fall apart.
Yeah, this is a big knock on the school. Like this teenage adult here can not have to be in class for the full 33 minutes or whatever it was or is these days and still get more than passing. She's an honor student. You know, right. She's not just getting by. She's licking this thing, and as well as work a full-time job. So first, it's a knock at the school. The judge has probably just squashed this girl's ambition. I was trying to do the right thing and work hard and further myself in life, but now I'm being punished for it. So
right. Shut up. Get to class.
Back to work, right. Go to your desk job, slave. Pay your tax. Buy your house. Buy this car. More consuming. Molding her for what the world was going to try to teach her later.
I mean, she's taking care of herself. She's taking care of her family, and it's just horrible what they're doing here. But don't be surprised, because this is how this is what the system's really about. This shows their true colors. It shows their true intentions, and
they don't get put in this kind of circumstance too often.
No, because most people don't have the courage to break away from the system. They don't have the courage to speak out. They don't have the courage to stand up. They don't have the courage to live for themselves, or they just haven't even been, not only do they not have the courage, but it's been beaten out of them by the constant obedience training.
And a lot of some schools, like this story here that comes from CBS Atlanta, where Mississippi school is no longer handcuffing students following a lawsuit from a judge telling them that is wrong. Like, most people couldn't figure it out. But not just like handcuffing them, like walking them out the door, mm-hmm. handcuffing them to poles, benches, and even desks as form of punishment and making students eat their lunches there that attached to such fixed objects, and as punishment. And so for two and
wow.
a half years,
they've had a pillory.
This is another community, like the children who are kicked out of the regular school. So after, again, another knock on the public school system, they have this Blaine education. education, and some kids can't accept that or don't work well on that, so they call these the trouble children, and they send them to this other school, and they're still probably questioning authority or wanting to work or do things that, you know, make their mind, you know, curious or tick or whatever, and so they can't get a handle on these kids, so what do? They chain them to a bunch of benches and desks for punishment. And finally, in 3 years, finally somebody stepped up in June of 2011, Jeanette Murray here, on behalf of her 16-year-old son.
So this isn't the police department.
No.
This is the school.
Yes, this is the school.
Who thought this was a good idea?
Next year, we need to buy some handcuffs and have them at the ready for these troublemakers. We'll show them.
That's what shows compassion. What about their lunch? We'll let them eat their lunch right there.
You know, this had to have been, I don't know, some crazy sadist came up with this.
So it seems, too, that this woman doesn't want to harm taxpayers because the settlement has no monetary amount, or maybe it's not disclosed if I look down further, but here's a quote saying, when not looking for money, she says, we hope with the settlement agreement the district of school will just no longer make these decisions and take a more positive approach to student discipline.
Please stop handcuffing the kids. Pretty please.
Fix the objects as punishment.
What more do you need to know? I mean, I hope the gentleman who called earlier was able to tune in and listen into this discussion about why these are day prisons. I mean, maybe they're going to have the hole that they throw kids into next. Why not?
It used to be in-school suspension. It's not that much different.
True. Normally that's an alone thing, right, when you're in school suspension?
Not necessarily. I mean, you can be in a room with others, but there's just no talking, no
right.
passing.
Yeah, I remember when I went to Saturday school, it was a bunch of us in a room, and it was like that. Yeah, you certainly couldn't interact with one another.
This article goes on to blame how this is the alternative schools problem, that these programs that the troubled children have to go to and how they face problems with disciplining such folks. But they also forget to mention that the alternative schools are more regulated, from my experience, at times from...
Were you in one of them?
No, but I know of quite a few people. I have friends and a person as well who has done these things. So they have the minimum hour requirements, certain subjects, like hours of proof for... like time you spent on, like someone has to fill out a form and like verify that you spent 4 hours reading a book.
So it's even more micromanaged, is what you're saying.
Yes.
But it also shows, at the base level, whether you're in one of these alternative education programs, you know, the dumb kid school or the bad kid school or whatever the kid school, or you're in the regular school or the honors school, whatever it might be, they believe they own you.
Yeah.
They believe they own you because they can force you to go. They can lock you to a pillory when you're there. I mean, that's the story, you know.
Yeah.
They can do whatever they want, and you just can't do anything about it.
Can you imagine being, like, let's say you're a parent and you didn't know this was going on at your son or daughter's school, and you're walking in for some kind of teacher conference or whatever, some reason you're going to the campus. You walk on campus and just get kids chained to the pole.
Stop that. Nothing. Don't worry about that.
Kids in socks with dunce caps on. What the hell?
We are in the 21st century and this stuff is going on. 855-453, SACL CAI toll-free line. Raw milk crackdown. Mark's got the story. We'll explain in moments. Hour 3 is next. Take it to the airwaves. It's Free Talk Live. Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're an Australian trying to figure out how to buy bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.